The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I will talk about sustainability in a moment or two, but first of all, ASOS have banned customers from making too many returns. Some customers have received emails from the online fashion retailer telling them that they've breached their fair use policy, as customers are buying multiple sizes in clothes or different outfits to try on before they decide which one they're going to keep and which items they're going to return, leaving ASOS to believe that the account shows unusual patterns of returns activity. This report from NBC.
Clothing crackdown, with a growing list of shoppers banned from online retailer ASOS for, they say, making too many returns.
I was banned from using ASOS for life.
Some saying they received emails like this one from the UK-based site explaining, after reviewing your recent return activity, we've noticed that it does not align with our current policy.
When you read that email, what did you think?
Shocked.
For years, 30-year-old executive assistant Daisy Ferreira depended on the site's free return policy, often purchasing multiple styles and sizes to find items that suited her before sending the rest back.
ASOS doesn't have any physical stores, so how else are you able to get your sizing right, or how else are you able to work out what's the best fit without buying and returning?
ASOS tonight not responding to NBC News' request for comment. Their return policy states, if we suspect fraudulent activity and or notice any unusual or suspicious activity, we may refuse to issue a refund and suspend and or close your account. Industry experts point to shopping habits that shifted during the COVID lockdown when consumers began buying and returning larger orders online.
During COVID, retailers were so desperate for our business that they allowed this to happen. However, the trend continued, and this becomes very expensive for retailers, and so retailers are cracking down.
ASOS's return policy does say customers whose accounts have been deactivated will be able to return items from their final purchase, though they'll have to pay for shipping. Meanwhile, a recent study found 76% of consumers consider free returns a key factor in deciding where.
Ready to go further or take your ambitions to the next level? It's time to commit to curiosity with a postgrad at UL. Whether you want to enhance your career opportunities or pivot to a new one, University of Limerick has a diverse range of full-time, part-time, and short postgraduate programmes designed to set you up for success. Go further and commit to curiosity at ul.ie. That's ul.ie.
The shop.
That report from NBC News. Well, I'm joined by Joe Linhan, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. We're going to talk about compostables and biodegradables, but clothing like ASOS sell, that's not either compostable or biodegradable.
It's not, and it's incredible to see fast fashion and fashion brands roll back on, as that report said, things that they implemented during COVID. I mean, haul culture became such a massive issue during the pandemic. And you can understand people wanting to buy clothes for a boost, but people buying multiples of the same item, buying things, wearing them once and returning them. And unfortunately, when they go back to retailers, they're so cheap. It's not worth the retailer paying someone to go through
them. I used
to
have this image of someone with an iron, you know, taking the creases out of the thing that was tried on. Doesn't happen.
And it's not just fashion. It happens with all kinds of companies. And it's why places like Zara as well last year banned free returns. They used to have a free return policy. They had to ban it because people were taking advantage, and it just goes straight to landfill. So it's actually really positive to see ASOS start to crack down on it.
I know it's custom and practice for many people that they buy three sizes because they're not sure of the sizing policy. I mean, a size 8 may be a size 10 in another brand. But I regard it as the kind of crime that someone does when they book two restaurants and only turn up for one.
Such a good comparison, actually. And look, you're right with the sizing issue. I mean, sizing is so different across all kinds of brands, especially for women. But one of the benefits, I suppose, of AI coming in is that people are saying now that AI will be used. You'll be able to put in your metrics when you're shopping with a shop. What I would also say is there's great guides online. You can check. There's all these great tables that say if you're a size 8 in the shop, you're probably a size 10 in that shop. So it's worth doing a bit of research, especially if, you know, these brands are not going to take things back.
So the old idea, you go into, say, as a man, you go into the tailor and he, you know, takes your chest measurement, your inner leg, your waist measurement and so on, and they build you a suit. So you'll be able to do that with AI. You put in all your measurements. I don't know how many they'll ask for in the case of a woman, and then it'll predict what is the best size in that particular brand.
Exactly. And it'll also say things like, if you're looking at a dress or a top, it'll say, no, this isn't going to look good on you. You need something with longer arms. That'll be amazing. That probably will help people make better choices too.
All right. Well, we shall wait and see. Now, we wanted to talk about items that are biodegradable and compostable. What's the difference?
Okay, this is something that confuses so many people, and especially when it comes to products that are labelled as biodegradable or compostable. Even myself, sometimes I'm like, sorry, what am I supposed to do with this? And is this actually better than a plastic item or another item? So basically, if it's biodegradable, the answer is in the name. It'll biodegrade. So it'll degrade naturally. It doesn't need any special conditions. Now, I suppose the thing to watch out for there is that pretty much everything in the world will degrade at some time. You know, if it's a pair of runners, it might take 500 years. If it's a wool jumper, it might take 6 months. Things will degrade, but biodegrade kind of signals that it's going to degrade. It doesn't need any special, conditions. Compostable then, it means that it will degrade, but it needs special conditions. And that's when we put things into our compost bin. They're sent to a commercial factory and they will have the right conditions for those things to degrade properly. But it is kind of confusing.
Okay, let's talk about materials that can biodegrade. And you give some examples of bamboo.
Bamboo's fantastic, linen's fantastic, wool is fantastic. Look, all these natural things. Now, I would caveat that by saying you can't put your wool jumper into the compost bin because there might be a synthetic thread, there might be tags in it, but those are natural materials that will actually degrade very, very quickly and will biodegrade naturally.
And things like wooden cutlery, which is a horrible thing, but yes, very handy.
It is. And it's great. It's replaced the plastic cutlery and it's wonderful. And it really functions very much the same. But again, yes, if that's left in a field after a festival, it will degrade.
In
and
time.
It's not good. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, composting things, I mean, we all, most of us who have a garden have a compost heap. And you can put in what into that? Eggshells?
Eggshells. You can actually put in like cardboard. So your egg box, your cereal box, actually, believe it or not. And then things like your meat, your fish, any kind of bones, anything really from cooking. Just be careful that if you're putting in, let's say, fruit, that the plastic sticker has been taken off it. So just watch out for those things. Mm. But a phenomenal amount of things can go into your compost bin.
Okay. And that's in my case, it would be from Panda, would be a brown bin.
Exactly.
There may be other colours in different parts of the country.
Yes.
So those kind of things go in the brown bin. What do they do with the contents of that brown bin?
So they
actually compost it?
They do. They bring it. They have a system called anaerobic digestion where they have these certain conditions where all this stuff goes in and it degrades. Then they make things like fertilizer, compost, all kind of great things out of it.
Compostable coffee cup.
This is always such a contentious item because now a lot of people have moved away from the plastic lined cardboard coffee cup, and you'll see a little coffee cup and it says compostable. So there's a couple of caveats of that. First of all, if it is 100% compostable, and it should say 100% compostable, it's probably made from sugarcane or it's probably made from a reinforced cardboard. That can go into your compost bin. But I would just make sure, because sometimes brands, you know, they can use a 10% plant-based material and then they say it's compostable, but you need to be a little bit careful. But if it does say 100% compostable, which to be fair, most places in Ireland now are offering, into the compost bin.
Dog poo bags.
Another one that people are always so confused about. So you'll get offered a lot these compostable and biodegradable poo bags. They're usually green colour. They're usually made from plant starch. They're again made from sugarcane, all these natural materials. But it comes with a caveat because you can't put any of that into your compost bin. Like the poo can't go into the compost bin. The dog poo has to go into the main bin.
Black bin.
Yeah. So the only reason that you'd be buying those bags is if you want to avoid single-use plastic and go for more plant-based material and not support single-use plastic, but none of it's going into your compost bin.
Now what about tea bags?
Tea bags, again, really confusing. Most people will throw their tea bag into the compost bin, and you can, but every tea bag, well, not everyone, but most generic tea bags contain a little bit of plastic, and that's used to either seal the bag or to make the bag heat resistant. So if you're going to put your tea bags into your compost bin and you want to be really particular, empty out the tea and then put the bag into the bin.
Now, there are some innovations you want to draw our attention to. Biodegradable underwear.
This is just genius because it's one of those things. Obviously, with clothing, there's ways you can rehome it and reuse it and pass it on, but there's no solution for our underwear. Like, what do you do with a synthetic piece of underwear when you're finished with it? There's nothing you can do except into the bin or into a recycling facility if it's clean. So this brilliant company called Stripe and Stare, they're a pair of ladies from the UK, spent years researching this, and they've created these cellulose underwear. they're 100% compostable, minus the little elastin waistband. So you have to trim that off. But they have buried these in their back garden and they've disappeared in within 30 days. So it's
and
an amazing product.
Can you wash them and reuse them?
You can wash them and reuse them. I
and
wear them. I can vouch for them.
On you.
They won't. People always say that. They're fabulous. They're stocked in Aaron's and Burn Thomas. They're really gorgeous. They come in great colours. They're wonderful. But amazing. At the end of their life cycle, you trim the little edge and then they can go into your compost bin.
And then there's Voya Skincare making eye patches with seaweed.
Yes, 100%. They're these amazing dried out, I should have brought them in to show you, Pat. They're these little dried out slivers of seaweed. It's called Luminara Digitata seaweed and it's amazing for your skin. And when you're finished with it, because it's 100% seaweed, you can put it into your garden to help your plants or into your compost bin.
And Riley period products again.
Yes, people won't realise that 90% of your sanitary pad is plastic, 6% of your tampon, excluding the applicator, is made of plastic. So you can offer these cork-based company, Riley. They make 100% compostable. They're cotton. There's plant-based adhesives. Amazing products.
R-I-L-E-Y. Joe Lennon, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.